You're listening to the show about hairy creatures and waterfall stamp features. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen. And I apologize for everything.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
And Gwen gets just really quiet then, just starts thinking.
I mean, maybe, but maybe not, right? We don't know.
There's so much that we just don't know.
Like, what's a flavor?
What qualifies as a flavor?
Well, that was a great story.
I mean, there's certainly more to it, and I'd love to spend more time with you sometime to tell you the entire story and all the great fun that happens throughout the way. But it seems like it's a living story, we'll say, and it's a story that just keeps going on and changing and getting added on to.
He leans over to you, Rafina, and like very theatrically puts up a hand to like block his mouth off from Gwen, and he says, "Is that story about her?"
I'm not really sure. I think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that works for me.
Oh, yay.
And he reaches down and he pulls out this giant knife.
Oh my God. Ah! Cuts Gwen's head off.
Wow, that's quite a knife you got there.
And he reaches onto the top of his head and just pulls up a huge hunk of hair and just chops it off.
Oh my gosh. Oh,
did that hurt, Roger?
No, it's just hair.
Then why do you charge us so much for it?
My stories are priceless.
It's a seller's economy. And he holds out the hunk of hair to you, Gwen.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I can't tell you how wonderful this is. Well, do you happen to know where I can find a badger?
Oh, well, usually after the Supreme Forager is here, they leave and they head off to the which way is it? It's always the same way. It's like the southeast. Last time they were mumbling something under their breath about fucking badgers, so.
What?
What? Fucking badgers? Cool. Like,
I don't know. I haven't heard that verb. Story. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll have to tell me that story next year.
The pornographic story of fucking badgers.
The one place I used to work, oh gosh, the stories I could tell.
And yet again, Will is not here.
I'm listening.
Oh, he is there.
I'm that's outside true, standing and watching for what Bathwack's doing, but I'm trying to keep an ear out because I could roll to see what percentage of the story I heard because I'm not right next to the door. I'm looking for, you know, keeping an eye on him but I'm trying to hear that story, yes.
Yeah, you heard it. You're there.
Okay.
Gwen's not whispering or anything.
He removed himself from the conversation. He's eavesdropping, basically.
Well, you fucking rude piece of shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, maybe if you need to find a badger, they're that way. I don't know.
I appreciate that. Is there any way, as someone who enjoys making confections and candy, I'm always looking to trade with my fellow cooks and artists. And I can't help but like really just all the stuff that you've made here is just wonderful. Would I be able to trade you for one of your lovely sculptures or clay whatevers for some candy?
Well, you could just take a piece if you like. I make a lot of it.
Well, I mean, I would hate to take a piece without like giving you something in return.
Okay, sure.
So, okay. What kind of stuff do you eat? What kind of do you have candy around here?
Not really.
Do you make candy?
No.
Okay. Well, here, she's going to grab in her purple pouch and she's going to grab out a gelatinous gummy cube covered in chocolate. Like a fruit jelly. but almost like a gelatinous cube. So here, have a chocolate covered jelly. These are fruity and delicious.
Oh, wow. You made this?
Oh, yeah. I make all sorts of candy. Wow. I used to have a store.
Until like yesterday.
Yeah. It's a whole thing.
It's a whole other like story.
A story? Ah, you beat me to it. So yeah, he takes it and he's holding it. He's like, yes, go ahead. Have your pick.
Anything?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Everything is so lovely. And did you say there's like sculptures of dragonborns and stuff like that? And you said tieflings?
Yeah.
She's going to take the sculpture of the tiefling. She's like, can I have this? She's like, I used to know and really like a tiefling.
Oh, wow. That, yes, absolutely. If it means like that to you, yes, definitely.
Aww. Roger, I noticed that you have sculptures of gnomes. Do you know any gnomes?
I mean, I know of gnomes. I don't know.
You've never met any?
Personal relation. I mean, I've seen them when I've been out and about. Yeah, I don't think I know any gnomes, if you know what I mean.
No gnomes, if you know what I mean. No.
Have you heard of gnome name? Like, I don't know, Yimble?
That doesn't sound familiar.
Okay, just curious.
Oh, is Bathwack like far or just wandering where I can?
I don't
still
know.
See
ask
him. Yeah, like where did you go? Far away.
I'm not far away. I'm not far away.
He's into the
bully. He can't get far with his little legs.
he's running as fast as he can. He's 2 feet away from the door.
Look at him go! I say go. He's so cute. All right. I mean, like, I guess, so if I can still see him, I'm just going to try to, like, pop back in the doorway and be like, where have you seen the gnomes?
Well, I mean, there's lots of gnomes in Carnivar when I was there. I mean, they're around. Bear Toggle?
They're in Bear Toggle?
Yeah.
Have you noticed anything weird happening, like just in general changes or anything like that? Because, see,
changes.
I was excited about you talking about Tivoli because I haven't met anyone yet who has heard of Tivoli, except for one semi maybe crazy lady who was saying that other people said that she was crazy for thinking Tivoli existed. So, you know, it's got me a little worried because I want to go home.
Well, we're pretty far away.
Right, but come on. You know it's a big deal.
Well, I'm
it's
from
a big
there.
Deal. What?
Well, I'm from near there.
Listen, if you're trying to insult me after making me excited, it's working. I guess we already have the hair, so it doesn't matter. But, you know, like, what's the deal with a waterfall? I have a acquaintance who is interested in waterfalls. He literally does that. That's what he does. Yes.
I know. I believe you.
Yep. Very specific things.
No, I don't know. I've just always been, it's kind of been my trademark, my symbol. I put it on my work.
Why?
It's my signature, I guess. I don't know. I just like it.
Just like it.
Yeah. Something about it just feels right.
Did Bathwack actually see the waterfall? He must have been there when they were talking about it.
I told him about it.
I'm trying to remember when he... Yeah, okay, I was trying to remember when he
definitely told
him
about
it. Yeah, Will told me about it.
Okay.
How long ago can you remember? Like, you say you lived in Bufflin. Do you have an actual grasp on time? Or is that weird for you?
I mean, I've been here in the woods here about 4 years now, I'd say.
Have you heard of gnomes since you moved here? Like, have you seen a gnome? Have you heard of somebody else talking about gnomes since you've moved to the forest in the last 4 years?
I mean, I don't really see too many people.
Right.
I don't think I've seen any gnomes since then. I haven't mostly seen the umlauts. So no, I suppose I haven't, but I haven't seen lots of people.
I don't know if this is an offensive question because I'm kind of new to the magic community, but can you
Let's figure it out together.
Yes, I know. Yes. I'm saying this out loud. So can you cast magic? Are you a magic user?
Oh, no.
Hmm. Sir, where do you go to get your supplies for making your sculptures?
Oh, the clay? Why get it out of the river?
Do you, never mind. Okay. Rafina falls asleep.
It's hard to think of questions because he's been out of character. He's been here for 4 years, and since then he hasn't noticed any of these things, and so that change could have just happened while he's been ignorant. So I don't know how useful he could be, although it seems like he's significant in some way besides the hair, maybe. And I think Will is going to, like, realize... Sorry, were you going to say something?
No, I was trying to think of what to ask him before we lose our chance to interact with him.
I think that's what Will is in Will's head.
This is your last speak with dead question. Let's talk about it for 25 minutes.
I think Will was trying to ask the questions that he thought, like, could reveal something about, like, that might be important to Bathwack. And then he's standing there and he's, like, kind of paused because he's not doing his usual, like, barrage of quick questions that are really angry or, like, frenetic. He's pausing and he's like...
Do you wear underwear?
He's pausing.
Clean underwear?
It's hairy underwear.
I'm going to come back in.
Yeah, I was going to go... that's what I'm saying. Like, I pause and then I guess...
You turn around, you don't see Bathwack, and you realize it's because he's right in front of you.
Yeah, I go to get him and he does turn me out the door. Holy crap. I literally... he's realizing, like, no, I need to go get Bathwack.
Okay. You don't have to.
Yeah, so he's right there. Good. I don't have to look like I got you or anything. You know, gross.
Sir, do you... have you always had so much lustrous hair?
Oh, yes. All my people do.
What is the name of your people, if you don't mind my asking such an impertinent question?
Oh, that's not impertinent at all. We're the Shavu.
Shavu. Mm-hmm. I love that word.
Thank you.
Thank you for introducing me to it. It makes up for your name being Roger. Just kidding.
Fuck you, Abby. I can't win with you.
I knew that would get you. Roger's
short for Galdar.
Oh my god.
My full name is Galdar.
Oh my god.
Well, actually, Roger, I have kind of a question for you. And Gwen pulls out of her bag the book with the lock and the symbols. Do you recognize any of these symbols on this book?
Hmm. Takes a look at it. No, I don't. What are they?
I don't know either. I've been trying to figure those out.
Sorry.
Yeah, just, you know, I figured, you know, you're a fresh face. Maybe, you know, I see some beautiful symbols, the waterfalls and stuff like that on your work here. And I wasn't sure if maybe you'd come across any of these in your travels or in your time in this area.
No, I'm not a study of language per se, so I don't know if I'm the best person to speak with, but they don't look familiar to me.
Okay. Gwen puts the book back.
I'm curious to Roger, is it all right if I pick up look at some of the pottery?
Of course, yes, please, everybody, if you want.
And be really careful not to break anything. I was curious to turn one over and see what Will was talking about these symbols.
Okay. Yeah, anyone you check has that symbol on it.
I'm going to pull the chain out and look at I'm just going to compare them side by side.
Okay.
I want to know, you know, if it's just vaguely the same shape or if it's almost identical.
Okay. Probably somewhere in between.
Okay.
They're not identical, but even your necklace and Captain Clockface's necklace weren't identical. So I guess the distance between them is probably about the same, if that makes sense.
Okay. So the symbols, right, sort of the same, you know, the same general shapes. Maybe the spaces between curves and things are different, and the thicknesses. And okay,
but yeah, if you were to look at these, you know, unbiased, you would think that they maybe had a similar source at least.
Why do you carve this symbol in your pottery? I mean, I'll show them the chain. I'll show them what I've carved there. You know, okay. I carry this with me.
He takes a look at it. And he gets real close to it.
He has to bend way down now. Way it's kind of funny.
Oh my god!
He's like kneeling on the floor.
I'm like holding this up now. Yeah. Like yeah, it's really, really different.
Yeah, he's like kneeling down basically, and he's getting a very close look at it. He's like, "Yes, this speaks to me. Yes, this is powerful or meaningful or." Did you come up with this, or was this shown to you, or?
Yeah, I came up with it. We've come to understand, at least Rufina too, I think, that this is a symbol of a god.
Huh. What god?
Does Bathwick know did the gods say their name when they talked to Bathwick?
I don't think so.
All right, then Bathwick maybe doesn't know. Although, Dew said it was Eldath.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes, I'll say that part out loud.
Okay.
Well, Dew, one of our companions who's not traveling with us anymore, he said that this was the symbol of Eldath.
Hmm. I don't know. Perhaps. I wasn't aware it was related to a deity at all. I suppose it could be. I just kind of like it.
Huh. Did it come to you in a dream?
If so, it's not a dream I remember. I don't know. Maybe. I've always been a weird sleeper.
Hmm.
He takes a bite of his chocolate-covered jelly cube. Just chewing on it. You can hear him smacking away at it, contemplatively.
I'll put the pot back gently.
If I give you another piece of chocolate, do you think my friend here could maybe take one of these pots with the waterfall on it?
Sure. Take whatever you want.
Do you sell these at a market?
No. I just make them.
Why?
And if I still had my candy store, I would totally carry these in there.
What do you do with them once you make too many? I mean, this seems like a lot.
Usually I'll just give them to the umlauts.
Hmm. Do they put them in stews?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, because this stew sounds a little weird. You know what I'm saying? I mean, something hairy in a stew. Do they eat it?
I don't know. I've never been to their
Man, does thing. It bother you? You're giving your hair to some kind of weird cooking project that you have no idea. Yeah, and Will. Somebody might... What?
We just got the hair. Ixnay on the... Weirding him out, eh?
Yeah, I don't think I would eat it.
Yeah, me neither.
Did we all tell stories? I mean,
I told a story. We got hair.
Oh, great.
Yep, see the short patch? Points to the top of his head.
I'm sure he wouldn't mind hearing another story, though. For the bowl or something. Oh, wait, no, you traded candy for it.
Yeah, she gave him a chocolate-covered turtle out of her
pouch. I mean, I'm always welcome for a story.
Go ahead, Bathwack.
Bathwack, I told a story about a princess. Maybe you could tell a story about a king.
That's right.
Oh, about a king.
Yeah.
Whatever story I should tell, should be about a king.
Doesn't have to be. What story were you going to tell originally? There was a story that was going to happen.
Oh, no, I started talking about the, you know, it's not so much of a story, right? It's, as we've been traveling, we keep running into creatures and monsters and dragons that talk about depraved gods. And,
oh, right. Yes.
I don't know I wanted to hear if you'd heard anything about it. I mean, it seems very peaceful here in the woods and it seems like maybe... News doesn't really come this way, and that might be a good thing. But we're trying to understand this because we think, well, I don't know, maybe we're closer to this warning than we want to be.
Hmm. Depraved gods, you say? I mean, you're right. It is very quiet out here. I don't run into too much from the outside world. Maybe that's why I'm such a fan of stories. Never heard one about any gods at all, depraved or otherwise. That phrase is very... That's a concerning phrase, though, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
Depraved gods. That combination sounds not fun. Have you met any?
Maybe. We don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, we have.
Wait, why do you say that, Will?
You know that for sure, Will?
We have?
Have you met?
Yes, we have. Guys, come on.
Yes.
How do you know?
It's one that's associated with this particular warning, prophecy?
Well, I look at Bathwack. I mean, sure,
is there
fine. We
you haven't told us.
Will says maybe not. Maybe we haven't. Maybe I'm wrong. After
I have
at
not
Bathwack.
Met any depraved gods at all.
But I wonder if that unicorn that visited you in jail was maybe a depraved unicorn god.
Yeah.
I may have met a depraved.
Yes, I think you have. That's what I'm saying. Yes, absolutely, guys. Those depraved gods love us.
But,
they're sticking to us like something
I don't
gross.
Like flavor to bread.
Oh, my God. Like toenails to bread dough. Yuck.
I don't feel like this luck gift was from a depraved god, but certainly talked like one of the, sorry, I'm
gift?
Losing the name.
Yeah.
The one that you got last time?
You mean the yeah. four-leaf clover? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, when I touched it, the entity that spoke to me was, talked about a gift the same way that the dark spirits had in the temple.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same words, but we're not there anymore, right? We're not in the temple. I mean, unless this is all some nightmare. So
I'm very confused. What do you mean dark spirits? What are you guys into?
We're not into any of it, except for maybe some
into
of us
it.
Are.
Roger settles down into his stool some more.
Yeah, I know. He's like, ooh, forget that I am here.
He's like, sorry, finally.
Yeah, one settles in two, just like, yeah, please tell me more about these dark powers or whatever spirits that
Gwen's
you
ready to
are
cut her
talking
hair.
About. She doesn't have hair.
He's going to sculpt himself a beanbag chair out of the clay. Snuggle in.
I'm just... Yeah, maybe this kind of news just hasn't gotten here, but we were just upriver and, a dragon flew over the town announcing this to everyone. So I'm sure they can't get the warning out of their mind.
And that was the second time
travel.
We heard it.
Yeah, that wasn't the first time. Yep.
It's the first time for me.
It's the first time for Gwen.
Me too.
Bathwack is sort of turning the pot in his hand now since Gwen. Man, I am so slow. Roger. Since Roger said he could take it. Is that his name?
Yeah, that's Roger. His name.
Oh, good. All right.
It's not Gwen, that's for sure. Hey, I'm Gwen too.
We're all Gwen.
Yeah. It's probably not a story you really want to hear. It probably will make you want to kick us out because we're probably bad luck or something.
I don't believe in that kind of thing.
I think that luck exists, that's for sure. I've experienced a lot more luck in weird ways the past few weeks. Plus, this guy got really lucky and is now 3 feet tall. I'm looking at Bathwack.
Yeah. Hey, Roger, who do you socialize with? Do you talk to your neighbors? Like, do you have people you drink tea with or barter with?
I'll sometimes trade with the umlauts.
Okay.
Is there anyone else as tall as you around here?
No. I left them all behind.
Why?
What? Left them behind?
Yeah, well, why?
My people, they're back in Bufflin.
Why? Why are you by yourself?
I mean, I'll probably go back. I just wanted to see kind of what it was like out here in the world.
So you left on good terms then?
Yeah. I suppose. Not bad.
Do they know where you went?
Not really. I mean, I've sort of been wandering around. I've been here for a while. It's nice here.
What's the name of the place in Bufflin that you're from?
I mean, we don't really have like a...
Oh, place? You live like under the river, so to speak. Hey, right, Mo? I say.
No, he don't live there. We never see him.
Yes, I know, Mo. Thank you. I was joking, like, you know, he lives in some place that doesn't have a name. Like, when you go to a town with, like, streets and buildings, it usually has a name. There's, like, a sign, or they decide on a name.
Yeah, weird, right?
Yeah, so weird. That's weird. I'd so much rather live in the clay underneath the river than in a nice, warm building next to it.
You would?
With a number assigned to it.
Yeah, I want a number, damn it!
What number do you want?
Is that
What's
a real
the best
question?
Number to live in?
Oh, well, it depends on the block.
Okay.
Mo, I don't think you understand what we're saying, so I'm going to stop this conversation right now. Oh, okay. Well, you know how we were in the city in Morrow's Inlet? There were all those different buildings. Now, how are you supposed to know where someone lives? You can't just be like the pink building on the left. There's like 10 pink buildings
or something. Sure you can.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. What if there's 4 greenhouses and you're like, I live in the greenhouse in Bufflin?
The middle one.
No, that's not how it works, Mo. So you get numbers so the people know where you are. And okay. I like my numbers on my buildings, is what I'm saying.
What is your number?
I wanted to say 69, dudes. That's always what will pop in my head, Bill and Ted.
420 69th Street.
Hey, Mo, do you remember when the 2 towers of the factory had numbers 1 and 2 on them?
Mm-hmm. You mean it's A and B?
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
I didn't know those were numbers. But then also you used the spyglass and there were lots of numbers on one of them. Oh, no, both of them. Is that what numbers you mean?
I thought the buildings were named Galdar and Roger.
When you live somewhere, do people have to solve puzzles to figure out where you live?
Well, if you're important,
titles are
they
for
do.
The birds.
Titles are for the birds.
Do you live at Grape?
No. I mean, there's probably a Grape Street in some city or town somewhere, but not in Tivoli.
We're talking about numbers.
Yeah, but you said, did you live in Grape? Grape isn't a number. You know that, Mo. Well,
Grape was numbers on smokestacks.
Grape, that was a puzzle. That was where they put a code and the each number coincided with a letter. I'm not a puzzle person, but that's just, it was a code. It was a puzzle. That doesn't matter. Numbers, just regular numbers are on buildings in towns and in people's homes.
Do home numbers give you lots of gold when you tell people them?
Oh no, do you need, like, what's happening? What do you need here? What's going on?
I don't know. You said the riddle do not matter, but when we do it, we got lots of money.
Right, because that was a puzzle event in a town.
Okay.
That was like pain. Those were
numbers. I think I get it now.
Oh, okay. Will knows that you don't get it and does not continue the conversation. Mo, just stick with me. I'll tell you what numbers mean eventually.
So, Roger, have you been around Six Rivers anywhere else, or have you just pretty much been in this area and around Bufflin?
Probably mostly. I moved around for a while, but never in one place too long.
Hmm.
I was in Bufflin most of my life.
So what made you stay here for 4 years?
It was a nice place.
How old are you?
31.
Oh, 31. Oh, all right. Interesting. I just think it's interesting. I mean, that's a significant chunk of time to stay in one place. 4 years. You must like this particular place if you said you moved from here
it's
to there
nice.
Before.
They've got good clay.
Got good clay. You just really like clay. You know, there's clay in Tivoli, which I literally just talked about. We have good clay, too.
Well, brick clay. It's
yeah.
different.
But, I mean, I guess I'm not a potter. So, you know what? I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
I don't either.
Yeah, I kind of lost it too.
I know. It's like we have a bunch of questions, but it doesn't seem like I thought this guy was going to know more. And I don't think he does. So let's get the fuck out of here, I say in character. Just kidding.
And I want to get a drink out of character.
Yeah.
May I?
Good break time.
Good time for a little breaky break. Back under control.
Who wants a lollipop?
Oh my God. Whoa.
Me.
That is an enormous bucket. It's not even like a bowl. It's like
she's pretending she's at work.
Whoa!
But she just gets to eat them all.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like a punch bowl full of lollipops.
I bought a giant bag of Dum Dums.
Yeah.
And now these are all the flavors I don't really like. I already ate all the fruit punch.
I was gonna ask what your favorite and least favorite flavor of Dum Dum is.
Oh, my favorite is the cream soda. Followed closely by fruit punch. Mm-hmm. My least favorite is freaking blue raspberry.
I like blue raspberry. Here. I don't know if I like blue raspberry Dum Dums, but I like.
Yeah, I've never had that.
The crappiness of blue raspberry.
Where
as
does
a flavor.
Butterscotch fall on the scale?
Butterscotch is right there by blue raspberry.
Okay, down at the bottom.
Because there's a ton of those left too. But then this
I
one,
like
what,
the butterscotch.
I like butterscotch
mean,
too.
Is here's a blue raspberry. And this is the cotton candy, which is a blue cotton candy, which messes with me because I think I'm getting a cotton candy and I get blue raspberry.
Oh, it's the worst.
No.
But I digress.
And then you're stuck with a blue raspberry Dum Dum.
Oh,
and then I have to eat it because I already took the wrapper off.
It's waste.
What kind is that one?
You know, speaking of candy, I have a question to ask people. Skittles, right?
Yeah.
When they changed from fucking lime to fucking green apple.
Don't even get me started.
Thank you. Seriously, because lime, you know, want to know what my favorite thing to do with Skittles used to be when I could eat Skittles before my teeth got so sensitive I couldn't.
Do you separate them?
Well, I would eat the grape and the lime. Those were my favorite, and I would eat them individually, or I would combine them, because there's something about the grape and the lime that really went well together, and then I would the other ones I would separate, like, into their own.
No, I remember when they changed it, and because I like to separate them, and I eat them in a specific order, and I was and the limes used to be up towards the top by the reds.
Yes.
And then, like, I popped it in my mouth, and it's like,
it's terrible.
I'm like, oh, there's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, why would they another separate? Like, why would they do that?
I don't know why they did that. It's really
terrible.
It's so much better when they're lime.
When I went to London, I discovered that Skittles in London, the purple tasted terrible.
Yeah, it was terrible. Sorry, England.
I think it was still supposed to be great, but they tasted different and bad.
Yeah.
They probably didn't use corn syrup.
And they were terrible. I'm pretty sure because I remember being like, yes, this is verifiably terrible. It is not grape. It was like some mystery.
It was beet flavored.
It was more of like grape.
Yeah. Oh,
it was spotted dick.
Spotted dick flavor. Oh my God. It was definitely a dick flavor. I mean, man.
Well, it certainly is dick. What were you doing? Oh, yeah, you guys were trying to figure out your last Speak with Dead question with Roger.
Yeah, we were just kind of like,
what are we?
We don't know what to do.
All right, so you guys are all moaning in Roger's
also,
home.
I mean, I guess I have a question related to that. Like, hey, have you ever seen a green creature or like a green
creature.
Clad creature? Was she entirely green? Her skin?
She wasn't, no.
Okay. A green clad creature running around and doing crazy stuff with four leaf clovers.
No.
Never seen that?
A green clad creature doing crazy things.
She was like, hey, 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 hey.
Do you know anyone named Forella?
No.
How about Strahd?
No.
Have you ever heard of Barovia?
No.
Do you
What's
like
your
all
favorite
the questions?
Color?
Yeah, I know. Do you like all the questions we're rapid firing at you?
Blue.
Sorry. Favorite bevy.
Water. I'm assuming that's what that means.
Just what? Yeah, it's got to be.
Bevy. Group. Large group of people. A harem. A harem is my favorite bevy.
Whoa.
What's your favorite bevy? A chorus line?
What's your favorite word for a group of animals?
It's a great question. I mean, I've already admitted not to be a very, very much of a linguistics person. So I don't know how many groups of animals I know. I know there's some different ones. How about a clouder?
Oh, I was going to say that. High five.
He high fives you, Rufina.
What? Did you say you were again a shampoo? A shmoo?
You love the word. You don't remember?
But I instantly associated it with shampoo because I was hoping that would help me remember it. But now all I can think of is shampoo.
Shivu.
I was so close. Shivu.
Have I ever heard of Shivu? Did I already ask that question before?
Who will?
Yeah, because you said they're from Bufflin, or he was from Bufflin.
No.
I've never heard of Shivu. Well.
Well. I guess you're off to see some badgers now?
Yay!
You guys are the new Supreme Foragers.
Listen, if there was a business card that I picked up and it had tiny print along the outside declaring that I'm the new Supreme Forager when I look at it under a microscope, i.e. the Santa Claus, everybody. I just had to spell
the
that
Rose
out.
Such a Clatter Company.
The Rose Such a Clatter Company. I didn't see any such business card, so I am not the new Supreme Forager.
Okay.
We're just helping out, I guess.
Giving you the title.
Okay. Well, I get a
That's
little...
usually who comes here and asks for my hair.
What if just like random people start asking you for your hair? Are you going to be okay with that?
Sure.
Really?
Why not?
I wouldn't do it.
It grows back.
Yeah, but Rufina, you would do that? Rufina, may I have a braid?
Maybe it grows back really quickly.
It depends on how good the story is.
Oh, man, I'm not going to tell you any stories.
Bathwick's still turning the pot around in his hand. Well, you wanted a story about a king, and I don't know. This guy's been pretty nice to give this to me, so... I'll tell you a story that I remember from when I was growing up.
I am excited.
Me too! Me too!
Do I have to roll deception, by the way?
Oh!
If you're...
Storytelling.
I would say...
can be a lie.
Yeah.
Do I have to roll deception
I
to
guess
tell
if
the
you're,
story?
If you're yeah. trying... If you're actively trying to trick... I guess specifically Will,
no,
it sounds
no,
like.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
No, then I don't
know. Oh, yeah, right.
I'll tell you later.
What?
No, I'll tell you later. Then. Here, wait, just a second. Let me just send him a message so that I can sort this out.
What?
No,
this
no,
message
it's
is from Bathwack. I can't wait to kiss Will at Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I wish that's the funniest message possible. My goodness.
And kiss was underlined. I don't even know how he did that.
Well, yeah, you didn't know how to make. I actually made it kiss blink, but anyway. You guys don't know how to do that?
Oh, it's like I see it now. It's super fast. It's like drilling into my subconscious. That's what it is. All right, go ahead.
Bathwack settles down. He looks at the face. He's like he's trying to remember the story. He says, there was once a young king. Despite his age, others looked to him to lead. His people and his family were threatened by a goblin army, so he rode to war and fought back the threat until a frozen moment when he faced his enemy and could not kill him. For his enemy had no real malice toward his people. And it goes something like that. Maybe I'm getting the words wrong, but it's a basic idea. The enemy went free, and for his crime, the young monarch and his family were cast out. As time bore on, he could not protect them. And they say he wanders alone today, an unmoored bane to evil, a wayward sovereign who still carries a spark of hope. It's pretty bleak, if you ask me, but... I always find the last line kind of uplifting.
This is a childhood story?
Yeah, I don't know. Some of our stories are kind of dark.
Sounds familiar.
the story.
Was it about you, Rufina?
No, but someone else I knew.
Did you hear it too? Did you hear that story too?
I think I've heard you telling us that story gradually in hints over the last forever ago. But I have a lot of questions.
I don't know. This one seems different, right? I mean, well, anyway, it's not the same story.
Well, that was a great story. Do you want more of my hair?
Oh, no, no. Save it for the next person, I guess, who comes by and can't think of a story.
I think that was better than my story.
I think you should take the extra hair. We maybe might be able to sell it to the umlauts and they can put it
in. You have to get the proportions right in the stew. You've got to get the proportions right. Too much hair, and I don't know. It's going to be quite a coming of age.
Here, let me see if I can get some curly hair for you. And he reaches under his robes.
Oh, my God!
Let me get my taint brush. I mean, he probably has a taint brush, doesn't he? But not the kind I use on Zardoz, like an actual brush that he uses to brush his teeth.
Now this episode is brought to you by Vidal Sassoon.
Yes, really.
Hey, Rudolph, whatever your name is, Randolph.
You know my name.
Roger.
Roger.
Roger. Does anyone ever come here and tell stories that aren't based on historical facts?
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, I mean, I've only met the one other person here.
Really?
Yes.
Just the forager is the only person that visits you here?
Well, the only... It's a little tradition we have in terms of exchanging a story for my hair.
All stories have a little bit of truth in them, yeah.
Maybe.
Unless
based
they're
on
my
someone's,
stories.
Someone's Ooh, experience.
Can you tell a story that has no truth in it?
I'm sure you can.
Roger, you're very lucky. You're very lucky to see Will looking like Will, because I've only known him for a couple days, and this is probably the longest I've seen him looking like himself.
Wow.
I mean, like, I didn't think I was going to run into anyone in the middle of the woods, but again, I haven't really...
Did you make yourself presentable? Do you want to tell me a story that has no truth in it?
Depends on your definition of truth.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're looking for stories about me...
I didn't say that.
Those are far too complicated.
I've never asked for personal stories at all. All right. Fine. Bye.
Oh, okay. Bye.
I didn't say that.
Will we ever see you again, sir?
I don't know. Are you coming back?
Will you still be here?
I don't know. Not
What's your
forever.
Average your
did,
average
did we
lifespan?
Ever...
My average lifespan? 31 so far.
Ruby is like, that's what you think.
Oh my God.
She goes back in time and kills him as a baby.
Oh my God.
Wait, did he ever tell us why he's like why he left, why he's out here? Just to kind of look around?
Yeah.
See the world?
Mm-hmm.
See the trees.
Yep.
There are no trees okay. in Bufflin?
It's all clear cut.
Not if I have anything to say about it. I'm like the Onceler from the
Lorax.
Yeah,
I was going to say it's the Lorax.
when Will watches the Lorax, he's like, fuck you, Lorax! Get out of here! Onceler! Onceler!
Let it die, let it die, let it shrivel up and die.
You greedy dirtbag. That's pretty funny. It's a pretty funny movie. Oh, man.
I mean, tonight is when the stew has to be made, right? It's the new
is
moon.
It? Yeah, we need to go get the badger. And what you said, but to the southeast?
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where she usually went.
Southeast.
All right.
Wait, which way is that? Look out and see the sun.
That way.
Yeah. This all works right here. Right. According to the sun. Yeah. I just know how directions work.
You haven't noticed the sun rising in the wrong direction,
Ooh.
As far as you can tell.
Yeah. Jeez. And there aren't three of them.
No. Is it like a giant badger, guys?
Yeah, did the I forget his name now. The master tracker. Did he ever talk about the badger? Did he ever tell you a story? Did she, the Supreme Forager, did she ever tell you about, like, terrifying stories about the badger?
Will's rubbing off on Bathwag.
It might have been, you know, fictional, but I'm asking for a friend.
An acquaintance!
Bathwag, are you afraid of badgers now?
Well, he is bite-sized.
Is Rafina afraid of turtles?
Is she?
Yes.
Well, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is. Yeah.
Now that Bathwack is closer to the size of an actual turtle, yeah. Are you more or less scared of him?
Yeah.
I'm more tempted to step on him.
Oh.
Wait, you step on turtles?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Just their heads.
Only in self-defense. I really do love turtles. It's hard to pretend to hate
I know. Them. Turtles are the best, but I love that Rafina doesn't like turtles. It's so great. It's so good.
Well, like I said, I mean, that's where she went, and last time she was mumbling something about it. She didn't not seem to be pleased about having to deal with badgers, I guess? I don't know.
Sounds like this is going to be challenging.
These badgers haven't dealt with us before.
What is a badger, guys? Can somebody explain what we're about to encounter? Because what the fuck is a badger?
It's nature's jerk.
Yeah. See my claws?
So it's me in animal form.
Well, it's like I've badgered many people.
Yeah.
It's like a smaller, fuzzier me with these claws like this.
Yeah.
And they're not very nice.
How small?
Oh, I mean, his size, Bathwack size.
Oh, no, Bathwack. Sorry.
Bathwack now or Bathwack before?
Oh, Bathwack now. I've seen them, because before it'd be my size, because
that's true. That's
I'm pretty
true.
Tall.
So what do we do? Like, are they're not magical. They're just animals, huh? They're not magical creatures or?
As far as I know.
We don't know.
We don't know. Great. All right.
But let's just say a lot of things that I thought I knew in this world the past few days have been kind of turned upside down for me, so.
Like what?
Like the city I lived in, I thought it was just a regular city, I guess. And I thought that my slight dislike of people who lived on the other side of the city was, I don't know, maybe something, you know, just innate to myself. But I sort of found out that the city was under some sort of magical spell, making the sides not like each other. And then I thought the company that I paid rent for was just, I don't know, a company who owned part of the city and owned buildings and took rent. Well, that wasn't the case, and they turned out to be some sort of big brother watching everyone. I don't know what they're up to. There's weird stuff in there that these folks kind of knew or were familiar with, but I wasn't familiar with. Some like contraption that like you like throw a stone and then you get in it and then it takes you to like the place, like just it's I don't know. And oh geez. Then I lost my store. And then I lost everything I owned. And then I lost a very dear friend of mine. Well, I didn't lose him. I just had to leave. And I don't know where he is. And I probably will never see him again.
Well, you might.
Three stories in a day. Lucky me.
I guess that wasn't much of a story.
I feel like you need a book or something.
Do all shaboos like hearing stories?
Yeah, I know. I feel like you need a book or something, because living by yourself and just waiting for randos to show up and tell you stories is kind of like a hard way to
hear stories. It's not like I'm just sitting here waiting, but I'll take an opportunity if I can get one.
Right, but like...
You've got all these shelves. You could fill it with books.
Right. Do you know how to read?
Yeah.
Why don't
it's kind of boring, though, right?
Oh.
What? Wow.
Reading?
It's just telling stories out of paper on your head. Wait, let me explain that again.
Okay. It's
like
Sophia puts paper on her head.
I'm reading.
Denise is just holding paper on her head. She smacked her own head with a notebook.
I did that a little too hard.
That's a project manager thing.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely an agile way to do to yes. project and blah, blah, really the project is. Charter, blah, 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 and Scrum. Scrum waterfall. Scrum. All this talk about waterfalls. All week I've been talking about waterfalls. Go on, sorry.
Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, that's like
waterfalls today.
Yeah.
Triggered. <me. laughs> Denise, she's going to rage on me. PMI rage.
PMI rage.
Anyway, read a book.
No. I don't think I will. But thanks.
Okay.
Well, if you ever want to read a book and you find yourself in Moros, in Lit, I highly recommend a dear friend of mine, Bella, had a wonderful bookstore with all sorts of different kinds of books, anything you could like. I know Ravina herself. Well, Ravina, you got a book, didn't you?
Mm-hmm. Would you like to read the Pineapple Wars, the trilogy?
No.
Well, at least you're honest.
So this is the town that everybody is mind controlled in?
Oh, not anymore. We took care of that.
But then we skedaddled.
Yeah, then we kind of left, because then there was that dragon that was saying those things that these folks have heard before. And it was a little bit unsettling. It was actually unsettling for everybody in town.
Yeah, I mean, they fled.
Yeah.
Uncontrollably out of the city.
And we're also not so sure how everybody felt about how we shook things up.
You didn't conduct a poll or a census afterwards?
We tried to, but everyone was too busy fleeing.
Rafina was shouting to people.
I had my clipboard.
Your clipboard, yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 5.
We tried
Are
to get
you
a focus
satisfied?
Group. We were trying to pull focus groups for that, and that just did not work.
Lots of people were yelping at you.
Yep.
Yeah, so cool. Thanks for the bread. Think we gotta go now, right?
Goodbye!
As much as I like being inside a place... Yeah.
Inside a place.
It's just nice to be inside a place where there's chairs and shelves and objects and presumably a bed. I'm imagining a bed back there. If you don't have a real bed, don't tell me. I'm just going to picture it.
We didn't see the bed. I thought we saw bed.
No, oh, we saw a pile of furs. Will didn't look back there. So I'm just joking that.
Oh, we
Will
probably saw him.
Wants to envision.
That's what I know. That's what I'm realizing now. The pile of furs was him.
It's a good thing I didn't jump in them.
I'm kind of happy to be. I'm happy to be back
Alex?
Outside. We spent way too long inside last time. Happy to be out.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
You don't have to get weirded out by how far up the ceiling is. I picture Bathwack.
You mean the sky?
Bathwack puts his robe of eyes on like a broomstick and like sticks it up like 3 feet up, so it's like he's that tall.
Oh, that would be awesome if I could just put it like under the train. Just lift the train up and peek over walls.
Hey, Bathwack, you remember how that time you were an iguana? Remember that you stopped being an iguana and became yourself again after you died. Should we try that again?
I
don't think it's going to work the same.
Rafina's holding Roger's giant knife.
Rafina, do you want to kill Bathwack?
No, I'm trying to help.
I'm not following.
She's loading a shotgun.
I'm not even kidding. We were in this big fight. He turned into an iguana. He said, "Wah, I'm an iguana." He had like zero power. And when he got squashed, then all of a sudden he was Bathwack again. He had everything he used to have.
He had everything he used to have, including my brother's weapon, which I remember telling him not to take. I remember that time. Oh, what good times we have, group.
Is that a story?
Oh, yeah, that's a story.
Badger!
Badger.
Are you calling me Badger because of what I just said?
I'm summoning the Badger.
Gwen's still taken aback by the fact that everyone's talking about killing Bathwack, and apparently you did it before.
No, well, no, we didn't do it before. No. Well,
I just meant maybe we can battle an enemy, and then he might, you know, become himself if the enemy snuffs him.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a risk that I would want to take.
I mean, it's inevitable. Something is going to try to kill us soon. Before I reach Tivoli, I am positive. If it kills Bathwack... And I just stand there for a second if it kills Bathwack. Nah. Well, I mean, we have plenty of healy people now, I think. Gwen, can you heal? I don't know why we're talking about this. We still need to go get that badger meat so we can get the fuck out of these woods and back into a town.
What time is
it? We need to go get the badger meat to help the umlauts not to get out of here.
Oh, to get out of here.
It's probably early afternoon.
100% to get out of here.
And we've had some nice...
So we have a few hours before the sun goes down, and finding badgers gets harder.
Yeah, like, what do we do? How do we find a badger? What do they eat? Where do they live? What the fuck is a badger?
I could try to
set up a badger trap.
Yeah, Mo can help us. He said he could help us.
We just find a burrow.
A burrow.
And you go in?
And you look for a small bathwack with claws and fur, apparently, is what Gwen said.
Stab, stab, stab!
So now I have to go kill...
Oh, Rafina gets it! Rafina, put down large knife, you scare me!
I would think that this is when you like her most, Mo, but okay.
Well, I would think really. So too, but it's too scary.
It is a little scary. It is.
Can't we build a big pit, dig a big hole, I mean, and it'll fall in? Maybe?
Oh, we should have no problem getting a badger.
Okay.
Hello, it was nice meeting you all.
Same.
Thank you. I loved
story time.
Nice meeting you.
Yeah, I hope you enjoyed all the stories.
It was quite a treat.
Yes.
I would be happy to part with more hair if you like.
Just enough for the stew.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really looking for a bunch of hair to carry around in a bag, so thank you, but no thank you. I will take some bread if you have more bread, though, because
okay,
that's pretty good.
Here.
You're very nice. What the fuck, dude?
Yeah, what? Can I give you a hug? I'd like a big, fluffy hug, because you're just so furry and fluffy and just, okay. I don't know, you remind me of someone.
Sure.
Hugs are like the only thing that turn him into a horrible monster.
Yeah, here we go.
Roll initiative. Almost escaped.
Yeah.
And Bathwack becomes himself again.
All right, yeah, he gives you a big hug.
Oh, he's so furry.
Leans his chin down on top of your head.
Aww.
Big hug. He's good at it.
I give him one strand of one of my ponytails.
Oh, thank
you. Has anyone given you hair before?
Never. That's never happened.
I'm so glad.
He starts braiding it into one of his face hairs.
You owe her a story now, though.
That's okay. We have a badger timeline, so you can owe it to me.
Okay. All right.
Wonderful.
Well, good luck, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
Thank you, Roger.
And, you know, hope you get back to Tivoli.
I hope so, too.
Maybe check on the Shavu when you're there. Maybe I'll be back by that point.
What do you people do?
What do you mean, what do we do?
You seem to just live in the woods and bake bread. What do the other people that you...
Lots of things. What do you mean, what do we do? That sounds very prejudiced of you, even though you've never heard of us.
It sounds very what? I'm sorry?
Prejudiced?
Oh. Yeah, remember? Not nice guy.
You seem nice enough.
Are you kidding me? All right. No, what I'm saying is, I mean, what do you do though? Like, what if I want to reach out to you, you guys? What am I supposed to do? Go in the woods and go woo? Like, what the fuck do I do?
Ask around. I don't know.
I don't go in the woods.
Mostly being polite.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why I didn't understand
your
language.
Kind of a nicety. know.
Okay, well, I'm none of those things, but thanks for the bread.
You're welcome.
And I, you said you gave me more. Do I have like bread in my hand? Uh-huh. Well, thanks for the bread. I hope I can go kill a badger now. This is my life. All right, bye, guys. I mean, bye you, Roger.
Bye you. Bye you, Roger, you.
Bye you. He's from the bayou.
Bye you, yeah. Bye you, Billy.
I like them crawdads. That should have been his voice. I wouldn't be able to maintain that one. I don't know.
No, not at all. Okay.
All right. So you guys leave Roger and his humble home behind. Poorer a few stories, but richer some hair and some clay work and some bread.
I love his house. I want to live there in real life.
You can.
That sounds like a dream. Right, a little clay worker's shop with bread.
Bacon. Bread and like pottery. So
yeah, you can live there. Go ahead. Find a cave. Wall it off with some bricks. Put a door in it.
Make my mind so confused that I think I can go live in a Bigfoot cave somewhere. That bakes bread and makes clay.
No toilet or shower.
Yeah, and it would be happy.
I have a question, though, about the bricks. Does it look like he made them from here, or did they come from, oh, I don't know. Does Will recognize them from being from Bufflin?
Oh.
They don't look like Tivoli bricks. No.
These are not Tivoli these bricks. You didn't carry rough, these. That rough, makes sense.
Crafted.
I guess.
I wrote a specific phrase.
Even though
for
Tivoli
them
bricks would have been real
rough,
cool.
Rough fired clay bricks.
I would have known.
Rough fired. Okay.
I don't know if that's an actual phrase. That's what I wrote in my notes.
Nice.
Rough
sounds
fired
good to me.
Clay bricks.
That works.
Sounds dope, you guys.
Okay, I like that, though. That was good, Denise.
So, yeah, you head off to the southeast in search of fucking badgers.
Yeah, what?
badger.
Like I said, early afternoon, mushroom, the sun is...
Mushroom, mush. Yeah.
Yay, everybody! Yeah, just
yeah, every time you say badger. Oh, it's a snake!
I'm so glad we all
we're
knew
sold.
That. Yeah, that was like from before YouTube.
How the
wasn't
fuck
it?
Old is
it's
that?
So old.
I know.
I still. It goes through my head though.
Every time you've said we needed badger, like that's just what's going through my head. I wanted to say it, but I'm like, no one's. Everyone's gonna think I'm crazy and not know what
right.
I'm talking.
The badger animation is. Wait for it. 18 years old.
Holy wow. crap. Oh.
Really?
Yep.
That's
2003.
Oh, that's when I moved down here.
That's crazy.
Wow. So yeah, you head off through the woods. The sun is now no longer rising. It is in fact setting
Uh-oh.
Because it is early afternoon.
Uh-oh, crap. Oh, no. Okay.
So time is ticking, but you know.
Almost due time.
Not feeling stressed yet. I mean,
I think I'm feeling stressed.
You might all be feeling stressed for different reasons, but you're not rushing. And hopefully Mo or somebody can pick up signs of a badger.
Yeah, we're just wandering
or maybe just
off.
The meat. Who knows?
Oh, my gosh.
But we're going to find out next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, my God. Mushroom. Wow. How is that 18 years old? Look at this dance party! Look at everyone's dancing! This is the best dance party I've ever been to. Oh my god. Yes! I loved that! Like, Alex is bouncing up and down on his ball.
And there's a reason it's a fucking meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the original meme. Crazy Go Nuts University.
Crazy Go Nuts. Oh my god. Strong bad talking. Plush. Whoa. They need
Wait,
to
did
have
you say
that
talking plush?
There's a what says restock plan, strong bad talking plush. And then there's this Trogdor t-shirt that's incredible, but it's sold out. I really, that looks cool. Like super cool. It's like 80s like graphic dragon with the arm. Oh man, that's awesome. But I love the pins, man. I love pins. I love me some
Oh my god, I have such a huge collection of enamel pins.
Small collection. They're the best because it's just mini art, basically. Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
Yes.
These pins are adorable. Oh my god. The Poop Smith. I always loved Poop Smith. And I always loved Hamsar.
Me too.
Who's everybody's favorite character? Who's everybody's favorite Homestar Runner character?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
It is very hard. I can't.
Mine's Strong Sad.
I was going to say, when Strong Sad. I love it when Strong Sad says, I don't like food anymore.
I'm sad that I'm flying. That's what we always used to say. I'm sad that I'm flying.
Do you remember the time they had the competition to all see who could do the best impersonation of Strong Sad? And Homestar's like, some animal died.
God, I love it so much.
So brilliant.
I always used to, like, I was raised by a cup of coffee. I'm a song from the 60s. It's so
such a good
funny.
Impression too. God. Oh my
well, that
gosh.
That voice was so so silly.
How interesting is it that like we still are activated by seeing
it's
this
in
after
our brain
so, long.
So hard.
I mean, we often quote Coach Z.
I
think that's
all
the
ladies.
Most, we say it all ladies all the time be asking me, Coach Z, how come you don't dance no more?
And I say ladies. Just give me a chance to do a hip hop dance. Give me a chance to do a dance.
I love Coach G so much.
I could use a dollar. I could use a couple bucks.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.